In the dawn, the caliph rode out with his guests and all his entourage to fly the falcons. They killed three times before the heat came down, and they were forced back into the shelter of the tents. During the noonday heat, Sir Guy spoke to the council, explaining to them how he could save Oman from the tyrant and from the clutches of the Turk and the Mogul. "You must place yourselves under the suzerainty of the English monarch and his company." The desert sheikhs listened and argued among themselves. They were free men and proud. At last Mustafa Zindara asked for all of them, "We have driven out the jackal from our sheepfold. Shall we now allow the leopard to take his place? If this English monarch wants us as his subjects, will he come to us so that we can see him ride and wield the lance? Will he lead us into battle as Al-Salil has done? The English king will hold his shield over you and protect you from your enemies." Sir Guy avoided a direct answer. "And what is the price in gold of his protection?" Mustafa Zindara asked. Al-Salil had seen that Mustafa's temper was rising like the heat outside the tent. He looked across at Verity and said gently, "I ask your father for his indulgence. We must discuss all he has told us, and I must explain to my people what it means, and set their fears at rest." He turned to his counsellors. "The heat has passed, and the huntsmen have found much game on the high ground across the river. We shall talk more on the morrow.